Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Are you familiar with Omar from The Wire?
Hello! And welcome back to another team profile and projection here on Talking Baseball. We are talking about the Baltimore Orioles. They finished first place in the AL East last year. They won 101 games. You guys voted them the fourth best team going into the 2024 season. They're young and fun, and they could be getting even younger. Jake, who did they add?
You know, they added, how about Craig Kimbrel on the back end? Kind of a sad reason they had to bring him in with Felix Bautista going out, but hey, Hall of Famer Craig Kimbrel will be there. And how about Corbin Burnes? They did it. Put some chips on the table. Give me your one. And they sure got one in Corbin Burnes. A couple util guys floating around. Colton Wong on a minor league deal. Man, love him. Baseball happens fast, though. They lost some innings. Kyle Gibson, our guy. Jack Flaherty, our guy. Adam Frazier, our guy. Aaron Hicks. Oh my God. Did they just kick all our friends off the team? Couple Mets bullpen guys now in Fuji and Jorge Lopez. DL Hall went in that Brewers trade with Joey Ortiz. Michael Givens, who'd been around forever. So some parts out. I think you'd lean the parts in a little better with Corbin Burnes leading the way. Trev, how does that bird lineup look?
That bird lineup is looking real nice. Gunnar Henderson is going to be there, and he is an absolute stud at shortstop. We got Adley Rutschman, obviously, behind the dish. One of the best catchers in all of baseball. He's turned into the face of the franchise, like icon guy there in Baltimore. You love that. Anthony Santander will be out there in right field. Austin Hayes in left field. Ryan O'Hearn, Mountcastle will be splitting time between first base and DH. Both of them will kind of shuffle back and forth there. Cedric Mullins. Jimmy's, I believe it's your favorite player in the big leagues still?
Well, I don't know. Last year, he wasn't on my radar as much, but very fun to watch play center field when you watch him play center field.
He'll be there. Who's going to be at second base? We think Jackson Holliday. We hope Jackson Holliday. But that is yet to be, as we record this, the decision has not been made. And then Jordan Westberg has come up and shown, had a nice little showing there at the end of last season. He'll be at third base for the Birds. On the bench, Colton Cowser, Jorge Mateu, who I love. James McCann will be the backup catcher. And then Ramon Urias, who won a gold glove, can play all over the infield. He'll be on the bench as well. Other names to look out for, Kyle Stowers, Nick Maton, Heston Kerstad, Ryan McKenna, who's out of options. Like, there's a lot of position player depth in this organization. So there are some decisions that still have to be made as we're recording this on the 19th of March. Still some time in spring training, but the lineup is great and deep, which you like to see. Jimmy, what about that rotation in the bullpen?
Well, the rotation, they lost out on Bradish, who got injured, and that was a bummer, but they replaced him rather swiftly with Corbin Burnes, who's on a contract year, one season of Corbin Burnes before he tests free agency. He's pretty good. Grayson Rodriguez will be there. Dean Kramer will be there. Tyler Wells, Cole Irvin. I don't know. Means isn't there. Bradish isn't there. Some names I know in the bullpen. Keegan Aiken, he's started before, right? I don't know. Craig Kimbrel, they brought him in. Also to replace an injured guy. So they're not like in addition, all the studs they brought in. They're just kind of to replace what they had last year. So it's an interesting dilemma in my brain of like, is they better or are they just replacing and staying the same, which was 101 wins. So it's not a knock. Yenny or Cano. I like watching him pitch. Danny Colombe. Dylan Tate, Perez, Ciano. How do you say that name? Ciano.
Tough one. Good lefty.
Bauman and Jacob Webb. C. O'Neill Perez, it says on our sheet. How about that? So that's your Orioles pitching staff. Bullpen was a real big weapon for him last year. A really big weapon. I believe they had the most holds in all of baseball as a team. Yeah, they led MLB in holds, 108 holds on the season.
This team was absolutely relentless last year. I think we should start there. I don't think a lot of people were giving them too much credits. I mean, it was kind of like a prove it year. I know for sure for me. And guess what they did last year? They went out and proved it. April 18-9, May 16-12, June 13-11, July 17-9, August 18-9, September 18-10. And then unfortunately for them, 0-4 in October. But they just got the job done all year long. 4 months out of six, they had a winning percentage over 643. Like, this team just didn't stop. And I said, you know, Jimmy and Jake, you guys watched this team probably more than I did last year because they were in the AL East. And Jake, you just said this. They just kept coming at you. And I think that is the sign of a very good team. A team that, you know, if you're going up against them, you know that going in. Like, hey, like, we got to score. We got to continue to score. We got to hold these guys. And it's very difficult because they do have a nice balance of, you know, power, speed, defense, young guys, old guys. Like, it's a very nice a mixture on this roster. And they're not a surprise anymore. And I think that is probably one of the storylines of this year is now there's real expectations on this Orioles team.
I think they've got a little hodgepodge going on here of kind of how Houston was built. And they've got Jimmy's guy in the front office who's calling a lot of those shots. What's his name?
Sig. Is he still there? Sig Medel or something like that?
He helped put this roster together. And I think the Orioles also learned a lot from the Rays in their division that, you know, Trev, when we were, I think if we're peeling back the curtain a little bit, we're looking at the lineup a little bit beforehand, and there's not like... You know, there's not the guy that jumps out and you're like, whoa, that could be 45 taters this year. Like, that's not really how they're built, but it's a lot of really good ball players, and there's depth behind them that, you know, Ramon Urias is currently listed on their bench. He won a gold glove, and he put together a solid offensive season at the big league level. Right now, he's just an option for them. Austin Hayes at the bottom of the lineup. The past 3 years, he's been an OPS plus of 100 or higher. Ryan Mountcastle, that's all he's done at the big league level. So there's those guys with a mix of, like, we're talking top prospects. Adley Rutschman. And you guys know part of my analytics binder is catcher matters a little more. He matters a little more. Gunnar Henderson just won the Rookie of the Year. He's 22. He mauls righties. It'll be interesting to see if he can adapt to lefties a little better because his numbers versus lefty were tough. And when Jackson Holliday comes up to the club, like, this guy's different. I don't care if it's day one. I don't know if it's a month in. What he's done at the minor leagues is crazy, and that's ignoring Santander, who switch hit and it basically banked for 30 homers. This team, Cedric Mullins, you're wondering why he wasn't on your radar as much last year. Through May, he had an OPS in the eights. He was being Cedric Mullins. Had a groin and, I think, a hamstring injury. His numbers the rest of the way weren't Cedric Mullins. So it'll be interesting to watch his health as he's heading towards 30 this year. The pitching isn't as flashy, although it could be with Burns and Grayrod at the top. That could become one of the more fun pairs to watch. Tyler Wells was really good for them last year. Low whip guy. It will be interesting. I'm a big, how does the bullpen feel? And like what Jimmy said, most holds last year. Yenny or Cano came up and decided, I'm not giving up runs. Felix Bautista said, LOL, same. Like, that was a sick pairing at the back end. Let's see Cano's second year and no Bautista this year. And Craig, as much as I compliment the guy, and I think he's got a good chance on a Hall of Fame ballot, the feel of Craig felt probably different than Bautista felt like at times last year. So I'm interested to see how that energy affects the team. But every inning this lineup comes up, runs on the board or runs on the board, and I think that's the difference with this team, especially over the regular season, where I think they're going to thrive again.
Runs on the board or runs on the board is some of the best analysis you're ever going to find on a baseball show. Shout out our guy. Dean Kremer, do you guys know what his stats were from August through the end of the season?
Why, yes, I do.
You guys don't have that on the top of your head?
What was it, 8 starts?
I only know from June, yeah. So I'd have to do a lot of calculations.
10 games started from August on, right? Yeah. 10 games. You won 8-2 with a 2-8-9.
Sick.
I believe he made a drastic change that I enjoyed reading an article about and pointing out last year. Like, I think, is there like a very big difference in, I think there was a change he made when he got sent down or was it a different, was that Bradish the year before?
I don't see him getting sent down at all.
I mean, the year before.
One of their pitchers last year, I forget who it was, but it was, they had like a very strict change and then it worked out for them. I forget who it was.
They were 172 and 2/3 innings last year. I mean, like, they have all the pieces on this roster. Obviously, they won 101 games last year. I get what you're saying, Jimmy, about, like, they brought in pieces, but it's not in addition because we lost some guys. But, like, hey, kind of just keeping it even there. Like, we won 101 games last year. Like, this is – I'm so, so curious to see how this team responds to that. I think that's the advantage of going into a season and being like, you know what, like, we got a good team, we're gonna go out and do it, and we're just gonna go play ball, is so different than being the favorite in your division and people expecting you, like, hey, you took a massive step last year, like, what's next? Like, the pressure does get put on a clubhouse at that point, and you know, sometimes that's a good thing. What does pressure cause, guys? Diamonds.
Pressures.
Why am I still cold? There's a country song out there right now that talks about that.
Bike tires.
Yeah. But with that pressure comes expectations. And so I think what we'll see this year from the Orioles and the, just the organization in general, I mean, they have, I spoke about it earlier, position player depth is crazy. Even still, you know, in the minor leagues, like, their farm system is banging. So this year, if we go out and, man, like, things are looking good, but we feel like we could make a move, like, is this new regime willing to go and get rid of some of those prospects to push them over the edge and say, we don't want to go 0-4 in October, well, 0-3 in the playoffs. We want to win a World Series. Like, is that already the expectation? Are we already at that point in Baltimore where, like, it's go time? Or is it still like, shit, we just got in this window, we have all these prospects, we like all these prospects, like, do we have to get rid of them? Can we just go with the guys we have on the field? Like, I think when you have the expectations now, that's when these decisions come into play. Like, they didn't really do that last year. Like, so I'm curious to see how the front office responds. If it's, hey, we got what we need, we like having the reserves in the tank, let's just keep going. Or is it pedal to the metal, it's go time, boys? Like, that's the decision they're going to have to make this year.
I think the new ownership is going to want to go all in. But I also think that they're kind of deep enough to weather some storms. Adley's a pretty big one because he's a switch hitter, two-hole catching. So if they lose him, that would hurt. But their lineup, I mean, a lefty or a switch hitter for the top five is so nice. I mean, as long as you don't lose, you're on base. If you can take pitches and you know, your eye doesn't slump, you're gonna be a nightmare. And they were a nightmare, especially for relief pitchers last year because of that situation, because the three batter minimum rule and because their top guys are so platoony and switch hitters. Like, Adley Rutschman fucking crushed relief pitchers last year. You know who else did? Switch hitter Aaron Hicks for him last year. Mm. Like, they kind of...
He did have a good time last year in Baltimore.
Santander's a switch hitter. How did he do against relief pitchers last year? 818 OPS. So, yeah. They're kind of set up.
Best job in baseball, maybe James McCann. I think, hey, you Adley, you got it. Let me know when we've got the 13 straight days on the schedule, and I'll lace them up when I'm ready. I love the Orioles, and I think part of the Corbin Burnes move, I know, Trev, you've got your business pod where we talk about the ownership change over there a little bit, but there's that angle and the fact that the window's begun. Like, they traded Joey Ortiz, who, you know, has the potential to be a good ball player. Like, Brewers are penciling him as third base or shortstop of the future. Birds didn't have room for that. We got guys that can play third base or shortstop in the future. So they moved on from him. DL Hall, who was a prospect that kind of flamed out a little bit, but then came back, found it in the bullpen, and the Brewers might tap into that. They said, okay, like, if that's what you want for Corbin Burnes, let's go. And that's, it is going to be one of the interesting things come the deadline, and every team has their holes or weaknesses or things they can build on. When you look at this Orioles team, you'd like to think it's going to be somewhere pitching-wise, because they do have all these young bodies. And what does that look like? Are they going to, who of their prospects are they willing to move on for? Who gets tapped in this year? You know, is it a Colton Cowser? Is it Kobe Mayo? Is it a Kobe? I don't know. But either way, they can go for it. And it feels like Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, we are entering a special window with guys who are true top young talents in baseball that, like, roll the ball out there and let's figure it out.
Just athletically gifted blonde infielders. That's what we do in Baltimore.
I mean, Gunner's 22. Jackson Holliday's 20.
Gunnar, like, Henderson is a fucking menace.
What? Like, there's something beautiful to being young and dumb, but athletes aren't even dumb anymore because they're so in the spotlight that Jackson Holliday got hitched this year. You love that, Trev.
Athletes are still kind of dumb. They're Jackson Holliday got hitched this year. That would be my counter.
Oh, 20 years old. Stop it, James. You love love, and so do I.
So do I. 20, though. You don't even know anything.
I'm not saying, like, Jackson Holliday is not dumb. Comes from a great family. I love the Holliday family. Matt, you still haven't responded to me on Instagram. Not a big deal. Let that one slide.
Yankee legend Matt Holliday.
Yeah.
One trip to Oakland, here, and the whole thing goes to shit.
Yeah. What does that mean?
He has one team. Matt Holliday had one team on his no trade list. It was Oakland, and then he was having a really good season in 2017. They went to Oakland, and he got, like, staph infection or some disease, and then never was the same.
One trip to Oakland.
It's the fucking sewage water running through the dugout. Yeah, one trip to Oakland. A sad story. I think it comes down to bullpen for them, but I do want to also compliment them a little bit because last year they had the most holds, as I said, and were really good, but they utilized the same strategy my Yankees do, which actually frustrates the hell out of me. But if you look at the numbers, they had the most amount of appearances where the reliever did not record three outs in all of baseball. And they were well below average in times their reliever did record all three outs. And then they, if you go to, okay, so they're only getting two outs. They're allowing a pitcher to do up downs and start the next inning, get the one out. So you are not beholden to the rule. Yankees do that too, but it bothers me. But if you go to days rest, because sometimes, okay, are you overusing them? They were really low on that. So for how much their bullpen carried them last year, they really didn't burn them out that bad. Because the Yankees have used that same formula, but they burn guys out, and then you run into, like, five injuries, and then you can get screwed. So I'm interested to see how the bullpen holds up, because they, how many one-run games did they win last year? A ton. It felt like once the game got to bullpens, they were winning. If it was within two, that's what it felt like last year.
They were 30-16 in one run games last year.
I don't know if that's sustainable even for like the best teams. That's really, really good.
Probably not.
So
I mean, yeah.
I think there's some natural regression, but I'm not trying to say they're gonna be bad. I still think they're gonna be really good. But 101 wins is, you know, tough.
I tell you a dirty young boy team stat. 52-29 on the road last year.
Well, the hangovers don't hit yet.
Oh my god.
Hangovers don't hit yet.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Find on the road day games. What were they in those?
Fine. They're fine. They're fucking fine.
What were they in day games? Because that's a young stat too.
It's a young stat too. I don't have it. Here, but it was
good. I'm on this steroid right now, and I don't even know if it's like doing what like steroids do, but I feel great and I feel so like locked in and focused. I have so much energy. This is what it feels like to be young, people. I feel like that. I know we're going younger in baseball and sometimes I hate it, but like, gosh, it kind of makes sense. Like I have so much energy. I could just go and go and go right now. And they're kind of winning that game.
That's sick, dude.
I'm looking at their stats against the AL East last year, which we like to do.
Yep.
7-6 against the Red Sox, winning record. 7-6 against the Yankees, winning record. 10-3 against Toronto. That's a winning record, people. And 8-5 against the Rays. So they were just beaten down on that horseshit division all last year. And that's good to see from the Baby Birds.
And it's sometimes, you know, we talk a lot on this show, so you don't want to say the same stuff, but Grayson Rodriguez got sent down last year. The top pitching prospect, was getting knocked around. His final 13 starts, 76.2 innings, a 2.58 ERA. So it seemed like it clicked. And that's the, I mentioned Houston, I mentioned Tampa. I think the thing that stuck out with Yennier Cano and a lot of the guys they tapped into in their bullpen, like, I think the coaching analytics side, I think this franchise might be on one of those top tiers that, wasn't it Yennier Cano? They were like, hey, just drop down a little further and that pitch is going to be good. And then it was. So, you know, Danny Kalum, they got from your Twins, Trev. And, soft throwing lefty that I think people, next step was looking like it was might be out. And instead he became lights out for them. So I think they've just got it kind of covered from every angle except being a true big budget team. So that's where, again, that dynamic of new owners, how much are they going to give in and how much, you know, of that youthful talent, who are you going to try to cash in? But I do love that they already did a chunk of that in Corbin Burns, at least this year.
My fellow Frenchman, Danny Kalum.
Kalum?
Yeah.
Kalum.
So how do the French do, you know, this is the Italian thing. What do the French do?
You take your largest baguette.
Surrender.
Bend over.
That cigarette, coffee, croissant. Yes. Some butter. God, that's what we do.
That doesn't sound bad.
Doesn't sound bad, right?
Kind of nice.
Payroll-wise.
Ooh.
Baltimore Orioles are 23rd in baseball. Sitting at 91 mil, fucking Rocky Mountain away from the tax threshold. Like, let's go. That was not a great. I tried right there for you, old Jakey boy. But you know what I'm saying? It's a big gap. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't. I think the Rays and the Orioles owner probably get together for one dinner a year and laugh at the Blue Jays, Red Sox, and Yankees.
The new
payrolls.
Ownership. The Rubensteins are fucking down. In. Let's go.
Meanwhile, Rays owner.
Extend a couple guys.
Just no payroll.
Honestly, I know Snell's gone already, but like those two teams, I called out the Rays on Baseball Today saying like Snell should go back to the Rays. Like, why not? If you're going to get that deal, like we knew that he was looking for like 2 years, 60, the Rays could have done it. The Orioles could have done it. Maybe they love what they have internally. It's interesting to me. Like, I think he could have been a real big fit on this team. But those are the types of moves. Like, I guess that's why everyone should be so high on the Orioles, is because what they have is so cost controlled and cost effective right now, and it's already so good that they can go and make a splash in free agency. And that's what people were kind of expecting this offseason. Didn't happen. Change of ownership, all these things were going on behind the scenes. So they have that card in the freaking bag, dude, which other teams don't have because of the tax thresholds. Like, so they have major moves left in them. And that's hopefully the new ownership is seeing it the same way. And if they are, look out.
Unsure. I think they think they're just going to get to the dance and not spend that 30 mil. But you can go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whew. Speaking of bets, you can bet $5. The ballpark action is here. Put it on Baltimore. Why not? You'll get $150 in bonus bets instantly. And don't forget to use our code TALKING. They've got their daily DraftKings Fantasy if sports betting is not available in your state yet. Or if it is, go check that out. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKING. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code TALKING only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
19-12 on the road in day games.
Okay.
How about it?
Guys, we're running the same over-under as the last team. We did 90.5. So same win total as the Phils.
Yeah, I think over.
101 games last year.
I don't think they're going to be. I don't think they're going to get that much worse. I like the offense, and a lot of the offensive players have done it before. You know, Adley had his rookie of the year, and then he got better, which is not normal. To majority of rookie of the year winners get worse in their second season. It's like Trout, Chris Bryant, and Adley are the only three that have improved. He didn't win it, though. He got votes, right? He came in second in 2022.
Who are you asking about?
Adley.
Adley, rookie of the year. He did not win.
But anyway, he improved. And a lot of the offense have been 4 or 5 years. The pitching scares me because I know Burns is going to be good, but I don't know if all those guys with Bradish out, Means out, those guys are going to be, how good are they going to be?
A little more inherently volatile.
Yeah. Yeah, pitching is, once you kind of do it as a hitter, you can kind of do it.
I'm so torn because I've put myself in this position. I want to go over here, but I feel like I've taken so many, and I kind of looked ahead to the TPPs we have left to do, the teams ahead of the Baltimore Orioles, and you guys are going to be shocked by some of these lines. I don't know what to do here. Beebs, what's my count?
Believe
you're 16 overs and 10 under, but we're all 16 and 10.
That's with Jimmy's over on Baltimore locked in. I think it's because I can take this off.
I'm over. I'm not going to dance. I mean, maybe they get a little sophomore-ish, but that's an 11-game drop from last year, and I don't know. I think Gunner's going to get better. Like, his numbers got better as the season went on. I think Jackson Holliday's one of those guys that's, I think his bad rookie year would be an OPS in the sevens. Like,
can we talk about him enough?
I don't know. I think we hit him off the top a little bit, but, you know, that's...
You made fun of him getting married. That's about all we've said.
I wish them well. I do. But by goodness, if I got married at 20, I hope he is smarter than I was.
He's just going to play ball. That's what he does. That's what he's literally been bred to do.
Well, tell this to Booby Miles, you know?
His daddy play ball.
Oh, stop it. This guy lived in this batting cage this offseason. Like, literally lived in his batting cage. He had a bed or a room that was connected to his batting cage. Like, tell me you don't want that guy on your team.
I want him on my team.
I want him on my team.
I know you guys want him on your team.
We'd like to put in a note. We want him on our team. I want him on. I'm going over, man. Lineup-wise, they were seventh in runs last year. I think they're going to climb up on that, and I think part of the beauty of it is that some of the pieces outside of Adley are internally somewhat replaceable. Like, if Gunnar went down, they'd say, okay, Jackson Holliday, it's game time. Like, let's see it. Adley's the only one that if something were to happen to him, I would be, pit in my stomach. But, I don't know, Adley's the fucking man.
I'm taking the under. I got too many overs on the board. So, sorry, Orioles, this isn't really, like, on you at all. I think you're going to win more than that. But, like, I just have too many fucking overs.
At some point in here, you got to take an under you don't really believe in.
Yeah.
Can't we go back and just adjust?
You can adjust. Like, we've done that before. That's precedented.
Is it precedented? Because
we've done it a lot in our history.
This always happens, man, because all the teams we did like stuck at the beginning, but you're trying to like not be terribly mean. Like all the overs I took at the beginning, I don't believe in those.
Okay.
I'm taking the over here. I don't give a shit how many overs.
Like Tigers over? But it was a good line. I think they could be. It was 80.
Vegas!
They're that division. They were second last year. They had
central. I'm taking the over. Give me the over, Bibbs.
Under, over, over.
All the late free agents signing on the West Coast. Central stinks.
For real.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really believe in
them. Oh, we're the Twins.
What was the Yankees line? 88?
Can't wait.
A half.
Oh.
Yankees are going like this. Twins going like this.
Oh, yes.
The Orioles.
Yes, we are same. We are brothers.
We can't sign Blake Snell because our competitive balance tax is too high.
All right, we got to go. Goodbye. Thanks, Orioles. Don't be as good as you were last year, please. Very fun to watch, though.
Cade Povich.
Brand of baseball is awesome to watch.
Is Jackson Holliday on my hot boy list?
He's 20,
too
so
young.
Just
might be too young.
Hot boy.
Oh. Yanks line's been updated since we last
did
it.
He's got the rosy.
What'd they update the Yanks line to?
91.5.
It went up?
Up. Up by Cole not being, like, dead, I guess.
Still up, though. He was totally healthy.
Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.